from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Friday, Friday, pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party today we're giving away, presented by Bud Light. Best answer we get to a food from another state we should try. Kyle's going down to Virginia this weekend. Not West Virginia, but Virginia. Virginia. Best food we get from another state. That sounds interesting to us. We'll give away those tickets later in the show. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls on the Phillies. Have they regained your trust? And Jalen Hurts' comments yesterday, how'd they hit you? I mean, like, I'm bothered by them. Did they bother you? A lot of things hit me as I re-listed Jalen's comments yesterday, both from an accountability standpoint and just questioning how long it will now take him as the lead guy in setting protection to kind of master this. Is it, you know, half a season? Is it a full season? I don't know. Is he going to be great at it next Friday? We shall see. 215-592-9494. Also, speaking of next Friday, that game, of course, is going to be in Brazil, Hugh, which is its own...
Brazil!
It's its own challenge for each team. Not only a long travel to start the season, then they got to go play a game in a foreign country. And that's not totally new, right? The NFL does this a few times a year, whether it's Germany, London. They've never gone to Brazil, though, and we've heard a lot of things from the jump. Hugh, you were one of the first ones I heard when we first discussed this. You were like, I don't know about Brazil.
Nah, I mean, Brazil, see, I think a lot of people, when they think of Brazil, they think about when Snoop Dogg went there and shot a video, beautiful, and all this other good stuff. Hey, Brazil has changed a little bit. It's a lot going on over there, man, and it's not safe as it once was. And then, not only that, when we started talking about that, Joe, the story came out not too long ago about how they do not like the color green.
Well, that's a whole
part
of it.
They got two damn green teams going over there.
They do. And yesterday the Eagles player spoke, and neither player we're going to play for here sounded particularly enthused by the idea of heading down to Brazil for this game. First, let's hear Devontae asked about going to play in Brazil. Devontae, usually a man of few words, but even fewer on this one.
Devontae, what are your thoughts on playing in Brazil, going, you know, quite a distance to play your...
Say it again.
What are your thoughts on playing in Brazil, going this great distance to play a game?
No comment.
Really? Not excited? You're not?
It's football. Just line up.
So no comment. It's football. Just line up. Let's also hear from A.J. Brown, a man of a little more words, and he will be a little more colorful when he speaks sometimes. Here's what he had to say about going down to Brazil.
We had a meeting yesterday, and it was like a whole bunch of don't do's. And I'm just trying to go down there, win a football game, come back home. That's the best way I could put it. After hearing all the stuff, you know. I'm probably going to be in my room.
What were you told not to do?
A lot, honestly. Things that we would normally do here, even simple as just walking down the street with your phone in your hand and stuff like that, like, which is kind of crazy. So,
Hugh, it sounds like they have this in their head. Like, they've been told to be careful. AJ's talking about not going out of his room. It's a bizarre way to start the season because it feels like they're going down a long way just to sit in their rooms to go play a game.
Well, and not only that, I'm assuming, because there are some other, like, health situations going on down there in Brazil. Like, I'm pretty sure that their meals are probably going to be heavily scrutinized. Their water. I don't know how much about the water.
I would think they're
take
staying
a shower
at a hotel that is,
yeah,
is,
but
that
still,
they trust.
Man, like, listen, when you start talking about going places and don't drink the water and all that stuff, then that means I don't even want to shower in the water. Because you're in...
That's 3 days.
Yeah, but I might have to go ahead and ride that 3 days on out. And then after the game.
Now you got to shower after the game.
I don't know, dog. I'm showering some, what's that, some bottle water. Get some bottle water.
That's
and
a
put
lot
it
of
in
bottles.
Bucket. Yeah. You got to do what you got to do, man. But, yeah, man, it just seems like a lot to do to go play a football game. But there, you know, we signed up for it. It felt like a bad idea from the jump, though, to be totally honest.
Well, now for me, it's going to be which team handles the distractions better. It feels like a distraction, right? You're going to a foreign country, which, again, that's not new for the NFL. They do this every year. Players go play in countries they'd never played in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of the time, it's been in Europe lately. But how you handle it, how you handle the travel, the long flight, and then the weirdness of this, right? I've never heard this before. Players saying they're just going to stay in their hotel room. Usually, it's almost like, you know, think about the Phillies. They really enjoyed London. When the Phillies went to the Eagles went to London, what was that now, 6 years ago against the Jaguars? They seemed to enjoy themselves there, at least take in a little bit of the place and then go play a game. Kyle, this is going to be different, and I'm interested to see how the Packers respond when they're talking about this, because obviously this is a thing the Eagles are talking a lot about internally.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're like thrilled, per se, to go down there. And I remember listening to Lane Johnson yesterday. I was on with Afternoons. And he, like, dropped the comment, and at the very end, like, yeah, well, you know, we'll be going there Wednesday, so quick turnaround. I'm just wondering, like, if their mindset isn't fully, like, can't wait to go play a football game in another country, like, very excited. Like, it sounds more like they're dreading having to do it than anything. And I don't love that going into week one.
But you're going to feel like that. You're going to feel like that on a Monday, or, in this case,
a Friday.
On a Friday.
Or Thursday.
Or Thursday. You're going to feel like that. But as you get close to the game, you start to put that away. I tell you what, it's really going to be is it'll probably come back when you get there and see what the hotel's like. Because I'm assuming if they're telling you not to leave a hotel, it would not be a surprise to me if there's like barricades around the hotel and armed guards all over the place. I would not be surprised if that was the case. Now, that might be a little unsettling. And be like, damn.
Of course it's unsettling. Where are we?
Like, what the hell are we doing here? Play a football game? Now, that might be unsettling, but once you get to the stadium, that's probably going to be another culture shock because there's probably going to be a whole lot of tanks and stuff around. I'm being extreme. I'm being extreme when I say that, but I don't know what to expect.
I don't either. Here's what I know we can expect, and it's what the Eagles are going to wear. So the uniform combination has been announced here. You see this one? For the first time ever, the Eagles are going to have a black helmet, white jersey, black pants. A noticeable lack of green, Hugh. You mentioned the green stuff down there in Brazil. The Packers are going to wear green. I mean, someone had to. They're both these teams have green. But there's the Eagles uniform next Friday night. Black helmet, white jersey, black pants. Are you a fan of this Eagles uniform combo, Hugh Douglas?
I like it. You know what? You know what's funny, Joe? I'm thinking, when I think of Green Bay, they can't wear the white jerseys.
I think they're going to wear the regular green.
Can they, though?
Yeah.
I was thinking, what's the
yellow,
throwback?
Right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Kyle.
Green Bay Packers wear yellow.
That's what I was thinking.
The green pants.
They don't wear green pants.
No, I don't know what
the Packers wear yellow pants.
Let me
have a green stripe.
I'm trying to picture
it. It's been a while since football's been played, man. You've completely forgot what the Packers uniform looks like.
Maybe I have. Well, who's wearing green then?
Nobody, apparently.
Nah, that ain't going to be no green. It's probably going to be that's what I was trying to wonder. What the
what are you talking about? The Packers wear green jerseys.
No, yeah, they do.
Well, oh, they wear green jerseys.
They wear green jerseys. Okay, yeah, they don't wear. Yeah, they wear yellow pants,
though. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
At first, you guys had me feel like I'm crazy.
No, but
you were saying
what
pants.
I was thinking.
I'm like,
no,
they wear yellow pants.
First thing I said was green jersey, and you looked at me like I was crazy. They
you
wear
know
green
what I was
jerseys.
Thinking? I don't know.
I know they do.
I don't know what they're wearing, but they got the throwbacks where it's like a doo-doo brown. The doo-doo brown.
No, they better not wear those.
They might wear the doo-doo brown.
Well, no, Hugh, we can't have the Packers and Eagles with white and black on the one side and then doo-doo brown on the other.
Doo-doo brown, man.
No. I think the Packers are going to wear their regular yellow helmet, green jersey combination. That's probably what they're going to wear.
I don't know.
So the first time the Eagles wore the black pants with the white jersey, it was a couple years ago. Jalen and Devontae really
won. The Broncos,
right?
They had the green helmet. Now they have the black helmet.
They could wear the blue and the brown, the doo-doo brown helmets.
No,
they could do that with the number on the front.
No. They got to wear green.
I probably would have did a throwback.
But why?
I mean, so that you can adhere to the rules. Man, ain't no telling.
What rules?
These folks over there, man, are tripping over colors.
But they're playing
gangbangers. I wouldn't take a chance.
I can't watch blue and brown Packers against white and black Eagles. Hey, can we have some green?
Listen, let me tell you.
Come on, Hugh.
Those cats, that'll probably be one of the absolute fastest games. Everybody will be trying to get their ass out of Brazil as soon as possible. They probably won't even shower. They're going to shower. I'll take that back.
The Packers are going to wear their green jerseys.
They're going to wear the green ones?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess they're minimizing the green.
Yeah, so well, I guess someone had to wear a different color because they're similar colors.
Did we alert Herb about the color thing? Because Herb says he will be down there.
Yeah.
We should put a PSA out there.
I was just talking to Elliot. Elliot's leaving soon, too. So I guess everyone needs to know about the color situation.
Okay, well, the other thing is, now that reminds me, is that there's something going on with Twitter down there in Brazil.
Yeah, they might be just axing Twitter down in Brazil. So no Elliot tweets all week. Get ready, people. 215-5.
Well, any game tweets.
It might be bad for Elliot.
Game tweets? Elliot
there's nobody. Yeah, I mean, who's going to be able to tweet from the sidelines down there? Like,
you know what matters more than ever? Howard Eskin on the sidelines.
That's right.
He's going to give you the only information you're getting on game night. It's Howard Eskin. No tweets. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Josh in Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Yo, what's going on, Joe and my main man, Cuda Gracie?
Hey, Josh.
What's happening? So last night was awesome. I mean, let's be real. We've been talking about Nick Castellanos. I'm apologizing to him again, Hugh. That's my take. I'm apologizing to Nick again because dude is feeling it right now. And when Brandon Marsh came up, I was sitting there. I'm like, man, he needs to do something, right? I mean, he says, the bat's waking up. No sooner I had that thought, bam, there she goes, man. I thought last night's win was awesome. And I've never really gotten into the Kool-Aid that you've been trying to pour down everyone's throat there, Joe, about being back or whether or not we were off or whatever. I mean, I talk a lot of trash. And I said last weekend, oh, I'm putting them on the shelf, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't do it. And the long and short is I feel that we're ready to take a good ride with this club, man. And, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready for some more outlandish takes. But this Brazil with the bird?
Yep, it's wild.
I mean, you can forget it. I would go anywhere near Brazil. I'm with Hugh on this one here. Like, I wouldn't take a shower. You tell me not to drink the water? No shower for me.
That's a little weird to me.
But wait a second. They're going to get there. They're going to have a walkthrough Thursday. They're going to play a game Friday. No shower until you get back to the U.S.?
Hey dudes, I got to do what I got to do.
Oh, that's a lot.
I mean, you know, I'm going to bring some Cottonelle wipes and some extra Old Spice. You know what I mean? It's going to be good. We're going
to
make it work.
You're going to have to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, that plane ride home is going to stink, though.
No, but listen.
53 players with the Cottonelle wipes? Come on now.
Yeah,
they
got names for those kind of baths that you take when they're like that. It starts with a
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I just
gave Joe something he didn't know before. Shout out to all the women that didn't know exactly what I'm talking about.
Only the people that have taken those.
Yeah, they know what I'm talking about. Listen, Josh know what I'm talking about.
You better bet it. And I'll tell you what, the vast majority of the time, I'm all in with you, Hugh. I mean, you and I are on the same wavelength, right?
Yeah.
Listen, the only thing that concerns me with the birds just jumping off the way that they are and their daughter is, you know, how much this could take away from at least the first third of the season, right? I mean, there's a possibility of that. You know, that's a long haul. I mean, it's not like going to the West Coast. I mean, you know, and having a little bit of an extended break to come back and play the following Monday night, I mean, okay. But at the same time, I mean, what if something were to happen down there? I just don't think it's really well planned out by the NFL. And to send two teams that both wear green to a place where it's been noted, I mean, I think the
but
NFL
not only that,
overall,
just to go to Brazil.
Well, you know, Josh, yeah, of all of them, and they're all money grabs. And I get it. If I ran a business, I would try to grow it like they do too. But this one in particular, to start the season in Brazil, and then, you know, it's not going to affect us, Josh, because we're local. But the Peacock angle to this, right? If you're not in the Philadelphia region or the Green Bay region, you have to pay to watch this game. This isn't like NBC or, you know, Fox or like a normal game. You got to pay for Peacock like it's a playoff game last year. This isn't a serious money grab to start the season by the NFL. There's no question. And they're putting people in danger. Hopefully everyone's all right. All right, Josh, give us a food here. Out-of-state food we should try. What do you got?
All right, so let's keep it regional, right? I mean, I could have went all over the place. I did some traveling in my day due to my work schedule, or due to working and then the schedule, obviously. So I've eaten food all over the country. However, I'm a big fan down in Baltimore of pit beef. If anyone's ever had any pit beef out of Baltimore.
I have,
it's like,
yep.
It's like Chicagoland Italian beef,
mm-hmm,
but, you know, it's open pit. So it's, you know, it's cooked on, you know, there's fire associated to making this come to life for you, and it's really good.
It is. I've had it. It's a cool experience. So yeah, it's interesting you brought that up, and Josh, we appreciate it, because usually when he said Maryland, I thought he was going to go something associated with crabs, right? Crab soup or crab dip or just Maryland crabs, but he went with the pit beef there.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I would try that. I'd definitely try that.
How about that? Usually Tri-Day thinks Hugh Douglas says he would not try, so we got something that Hugh said he would try. That's a big deal.
No, it's funny because people are starting. I guess they picked up what I was putting down. I'll tell you about it.
This is one of those for a break?
Yeah, the break.
I'd say once a week, Hugh says. I'll tell you on the break.
And then I got to tell you on the break.
All right, Matt in Downingtown talking about Jalen's comments. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How we doing, Matt? What are you thinking today?
I'm good, man. Yo, I was just going to say about Jalen saying what he said, you know, about Kelce making the calls and stuff. He said it halted him. I think he should have been sitting in that meeting, you know, and just kind of been, you know, picking Jason's brain and stuff while he had the chance, you know, about making the calls.
Matt, I thought the same thing. It's funny, like, I get it, right? If the Eagles say Jason's got it, don't worry about it, okay. And if Jason's got it, but I would think behind the scenes he would have been learning, so when it was his time, which is now, he'd be, you know, totally ready to go. And just the way he made it sound is, yeah, they told me not to worry about it, so now I'm going to worry about it.
Yeah. I, like, don't know what the situ was with, you know, him sitting in or if he wasn't supposed to or whatnot. But, yeah, I'm like, you know, you got to be more proactive than just sitting back and, you know. I don't know.
Well, because he knew his time was coming. You know, we all knew Kelce was going to retire sooner than later. Like, I almost get it in 2022, Matt. It was just, you know, they were trying to go win a Super Bowl, and it's a second year as a starter and whatever. But last year, you feel like, was the time that he should have been ready to go and learning. And I for some reason, he's basically saying he didn't do that.
Yeah. And last year would have been a good year to put a little bit more on his plate, you know. And now it's like sink or swim. You know what I mean?
So, it totally is. All right, Matt, give us a food from a different state we should try.
I was just going to go with the old lobster roll in Maine.
It's a good one.
Lobster roll.
A good lobster roll. That is a great one. Matt, ever lobster roll?
I don't think I have. Lobster roll.
That's good stuff.
Because is that like the same as a cheesesteak roll? Like, you don't think about the cheesesteak?
No, this is more of a, just like a, think of a hoagie roll, but it's a little, like almost a hot dog roll or a hoagie roll with the lobster. It's almost like a lobster salad thing, you know, like a chicken salad or a tuna salad, Hugh, but a lobster salad.
I gotta see that. I gotta look that up because I don't.
Now, the interesting thing about lobster rolls is sometimes they're served warm, sometimes they're served cold. You could have them both ways. I'd rather cold than warm, but they're good either way. So he said something there. Our last caller, Matt, about Jalen.
Oh, it's like a hoagie sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a chicken salad or a tuna salad.
It's chopped up. Yeah,
but it's lobster.
Yeah, okay,
salad.
Gotcha.
Oh, it's good. I've had it.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I had it a few years ago when I was up in somewhere in Massachusetts. But yeah, the Maine is kind of, that's the big spot. All right, so back to the Jalen thing and about him, you know, his eagerness to learn being stunted a little bit by the Eagles. Why do you think they did that, Hugh? Like let's kind of paint the picture here. Last couple years, they have Kelce, right? And he's calling out the blitzes. He's setting protection.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get Jalen ready to do it? Do you think, like, I have a couple theories. One, they didn't want to put too much on his plate as a young quarterback. Two, Kelce was just so good at it, they didn't feel any need to get anyone else in the process. Or three, they didn't feel like at that point of Jalen's development, he could handle an extra thing. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Don't you think you would try to help move him along so when Kelce's not here, he takes over?
You know what? the more we talk about this, like, I have questions that I know they readily won't get answered, but I look at it more so like this, Joe. I think that by what he's saying is, when he talks about, you know, my growth was stunted.
Yep. Halted. They halted.
I think maybe it was when I hear that, I'm thinking maybe there was a difference of opinion and how the way things should be handled. And there was a little bit of a pushback. Or bottom line is, I think they weren't on the same page for whatever reason. And I think that kind of rubbed Jalen the wrong way. You know, I mean, from what it sounds like, because he's still talking about it. And that's the unfortunate thing about this, because initially, like I said, it didn't register with
yeah.
me, because I'm in football mode. I'm getting ready for the beginning of the season, and I've pushed all of that stuff that happened last year to the back of my mind, because I'm like, okay, moving forward now, knowing how important this season is, knowing what's at stake, and going off of what Jalen has said in the past, I felt like it was a nothing burger. But now when you listen to it and you talk about, like, having your growth stunted and stuff like that, those are powerful things being said by somebody that's a very, very smart individual.
It's troubling. It's troubling that he divulged this, right? Like, for whatever reason yesterday, and again, he was not asked about his development in picking up blitzes or setting protection. He was asked how Cam Jurgens is doing. He mm-hmm. volunteered this. But, Kyle, I found it troubling that he went there and then – I don't know whose fault it is, whether it's his or the Eagles. I'm guessing it's more the Eagles told him, you don't need to worry about this. But, like, they should have had him preparing for this moment, and for whatever reason, he said they didn't.
Yeah, like, so it just raised so many questions in my head when I heard it. Like, one, who told him not to? Two, why? Three, why did he offer that up unprompted? And then, like, off of that, it makes me wonder if he's offering that up to make an excuse for last year. Or if he's just, you know, letting everyone know that, hey, I'm a little slow in the uptick here for this year, and I'm behind.
Maybe he's bitter that he's behind. Like, yeah. I wanted to learn this a year ago. They told me don't worry
about
it.
Yeah, like, I just don't understand what the point was of offering up Jason Kelce and the blitz pickup last year unprompted.
It's still on his mind. I mean,
right.
That's why. I mean, that
rent-free.
It is rent-free in his head. I mean, it is. And a part of me feels like there's just a lack of accountability on his part. That, hey, it's not me. Jason, offense last year, Sirianni, you know, pick your person to blame. And next week, when we play Green Bay, if I struggle with this, hey, it's my first game ever doing it. Jalen Hurts basically told us yesterday that tomorrow will be his first game in the – not tomorrow. Next week will be his first game in the NFL, calling out all the protections.
Man, that dog ain't going to hunt.
What, but
I know what you're saying.
It does hunt to an extent.
No, that dog is not going to hunt.
Well, people may not want to give him grace, Hugh, but I'm not expecting him to be flawless at it next week.
He don't have to be flawless, Joe, but he better not look incompetent. Like, that's for damn sure.
But it's his first time doing it.
I don't care if it was his first time. No, let me pull that one back. But anyway, yeah, he needs to be competent out there. Everything, whatever you feel like he's trying to set up or he feels like he's trying to set up, you best believe that dog is not going to hunt. Nobody, when they play in Brazil, nobody's going to talk about Jason's going to be talking, and they're going to be talking about losing him, but nobody's going to be talking about, oh, well, you know, Jason did this, that, and the third. There might, you know what, I take that back. There might be some conversation like that about, you know, it's a little bit different because he's there, whatever. But, dog, it's on you. Everything that you do, it's on you.
But it's his first time doing it.
Don't care.
Well, I
don't care.
You may not care, but I'm not going to be surprised if they struggle picking up the blitz next week.
If they struggle, Joe, they better struggle and win.
Well, they're probably not going to win if they struggle.
They got a chance, but they better struggle and win. It better not be a mighty struggle. It may not be one of those struggles where the next conversation that we have is talking about Kenny Two Gloves out there playing. It better not be that.
Well, it's going to be, that. Or they miss Kelce. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Your phone calls here. The Phillies, Hurts, Eagles in Brazil, and your foods from other states for a chance at our prize today. And when we come back, you know what time it is. It's 12 o'clock on a Friday, a Fransky Friday. Scott joins us next on the Midday Show. All your calls on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV-based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel any time. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.